This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Worries act as mental bullies. They push us towards negativity. It's important to reclaim the positive side without being mindlessly happy. Ignore empty positive motivational chatter. You're not a tiger or a giant or some kind of magical spirit. You're a wise and worthy person. Focus on seeing bullies, worries for what they are. They're irritations, not disasters. Life is unfair and unpredictable. If you've ever been teased or mildly bullied, it might be hurtful or it might sharpen your wits. So there's a clue in how to deal with it in future, because bullying at its extreme can affect happiness and confidence. The secret to dealing with bullies lies in losing the fear and facing them in a matter-of-fact way, using wit or emotional wisdom or simple facts. So if a bully is coming towards you to steal your lunch money, you've got three options. One, give in to the bully and count your blessings. Just give him the money and move on. Second, delay the bully. Tell him to meet you at 5 o'clock. Or third, confuse and disorient him. Tell him that he can take all your money and then he can follow you home and take your car and your food as well. Looking at these three options, these are the techniques. Firstly, the thankfulness audit. When a worrisome thought comes along, balance it out with three things that you're grateful for. Every morning, write down three new things and stick the notes on your wall. Reflect on those things regularly. After a month, you'll have a wall full of things to be grateful for. Secondly, delaying the worries. Make a worry time, 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, and then go for it. Let the worries bother you because you've not fought them. You've just said they should come later on. So they'll come later on and they'll have lost a lot of their vim by then. Thirdly, the circus of misfortune. Exaggerate the worries. Exaggerate to the point of absurdity so that it can be clear that worries are just ridiculous and absurd. Bonus ways to deal with worries in this way is things like dark humor. I thoroughly recommend you look up comedians like Bill Burr or George Carlin. Well, some people find it useful to embrace existentialism. Life can be quite meaningless, at least on the surface. And if you embrace that, it's actually quite liberating. In the face of doom and helplessness, the meaninglessness of life gives you the chance to choose whatever purpose you want. And so worries become inconsequential.